Well, we're in Act 3.
在使徒行传 第3章,
we read a strange situation.
我们读到一个很奇怪的情形。
There was a lame man at the gate beautiful of temple.
在圣殿的门口有一个瘸腿的人。
He was sitting here at the gate begging.
他坐在门口乞讨。
Now, Jesus was in that temple.
耶稣曾经在那个圣殿。
The last week, he was every day there.
最后一个礼拜的时候, 我们不晓得耶稣还有多少次曾经在那里。
And he passed this beggar time after time.
耶稣一次又一次从那个乞丐身旁走过。
And hearing that it was the, and seeing that it was Jesus of Nazareth,
因为他们看到, 知道这是拿撒勒耶稣,
with all his disciples and a crowd around him,
还有他周围有很多的门徒,
and hearing of all the miracles he did,
也知道他所行了很多的神迹,
I'm certain he expected any day for Jesus to stop and work a miracle for him.
我想那个乞丐一定随时都期待着耶稣要为他行一个神迹,
but he didn't.
但是耶稣没有做。
He never even stopped to look at him.
耶稣甚至没有停下来看他一眼,
call him.
也没有叫他。
Now he had faith to be healed.
他有得医治的信心,
we know that.
这个我们知道的。
He was healed.
他也得了医治,
we know that.
这个我们知道。
But Jesus didn't heal him.
但是耶稣没有医治他。
I can imagine the expectation when Jesus was coming out of the temple and he'd wait and see and then just walk right by him without looking at him and
我能够想象当耶稣从圣殿里出来的时候，那个乞丐就充满了期待，看着他，然后耶稣却那样子的走过去，也没有看他，他整个的希望都破灭了，或是当耶稣进到圣殿的时候，他非常的希望期待着，期待的任何一刻，耶稣会跟他打招呼，做个手势，但是耶稣却从他身旁走过去。
Of course, we have this scripture.
当然我们有这边的经文。
We know why.
我们知道为什么。
It was for somebody else to do.
因为这是要让别人来做的。
Jesus, I only do it my Father tells me to do.
耶稣说我只做父告诉我要做的事情。
That was something for Peter and John to do.
那是要彼得约翰来做的事。
Jesus would have spoiled it if he had have done it.
如果耶稣自己做的话, 他会破坏了这件事情。
Because when it did happen,
因为当这个事情真的发生的时候,
it was so impressive.
就让大家都有很深的印象。
3,000 people actually were added to the church.
以至于有3,000个人进到了教会里。
God said, no, don't heal him.
神说不, 不要医治他。
He had another way to do it.
神有另外一个方式来做。
You see, God works in great, great wisdom.
神做工是带着极大极大的智慧。
His ways are mysterious.
他的道是奥秘的。
Why did he tell them not to preach, not to share this gospel in Asia at all?
神为什么要告诉他们绝对不要在亚细亚来传福音呢?
Those Armenians would have received it.
那些亚美尼亚的人他们会接受的。
But no, it wasn't for them.
不, 但不是要给他们的。
Not now.
不是现在。
There was a time
有他的时候,
that became the center of Christianity.
后来那个地方成为基督教的中心。
I have some close friends that are Armenians.
我有一些很好的朋友,
they live in Argentina.
亚美念来的, 他们住在阿根廷。
And from that day on, the Armenians are very open to the gospel.
从那天开始, 亚美念人, 他们对福音都非常的敞开。
But it wasn't quite time.
但是当时时候还没有到。
Because they did become a great nation for Christ in their time.
因为在他们的时代, 他们确实为基督成为一个很大的国家。
So they were going to They left Asia and they were going to Bithynia.
所以他们离开了亚细亚,
that was the next province.
要往比推尼去, 这是接下来的一个省。
The Lord said, suffer them not. He prohibited them.
主却不准他们。
Doesn't say he told them.
没有说,
we don't know just how he did it.
我们不晓得他是怎么样做的。
Maybe they were in a boat and a storm came up and they couldn't land.
或许他们在船上, 然后暴风雨来了, 他们就没有办法登陆。
Maybe the ship was bound to another port and it wouldn't stop.
也或许那船是要往另外一个港去的,
However it was,
不管是怎么样,
they went sailing right by Bithynia.
他们没有直接开到了
And several other places and didn't stop.
他们也经过一些地方没有停下来。
Until they heard about, Paul had a dream about Macedonia.
知道保罗做了一个梦，是有关马其顿的。
That was across the waters.
那是要越过海的。
A long way across.
在海那边很远的地方。
And Philippi, that was the first city in Macedonia.
那是马其顿的第一个城。
Well, now we have the book of Philippians.
现在我们有腓立比书。
Because Paul went to Philippi.
因为保罗去了腓立比。
God leads that way.
神是这样子引导的。
He sometimes will speak to us.
有时候神会对我们说话。
In one of these occasions, he had a dream.
在这样的情形中，他们做了一个梦。
In the other occasion, they were just prohibited.
在其他的场合，神就是禁止他们。
In the other occasion, they weren't allowed to even go into Bithynia.
但在别的情况，神就是不许他们到比推尼去。
God is in charge of things. His children.Because we can't see him or feel him,
神在掌管事情
doesn't mean he's forgotten us.
身为他的儿女，虽然我们看不见他，也没有办法感觉到他，并不意味着他就忘了我们。
And because he knows the future,
因为他知道未来。
So God didn't heal that lame man because he knew in a few months more he would be healed in a glorious way.
神就没有医治那个瘸腿的，因为他知道再过几个月，那个人就会很荣耀的得了医治。
But not my Jesus.
但是不是耶稣来做的，而是他的门徒会做的。
All the better.
这样子更好。
Showing that it didn't stop with Jesus, did it?
这显明了，并不是因着耶稣就停止了。
All the power didn't go with him, did it?
当耶稣到了天上的时候，不是所有的能力都随着他去了。
And.I reminded of an incident that happened in Argentina.
我想到在阿根廷发生的一件事。
This young man, his name was Alexander.
有个年轻人，他的名字叫亚历山大。
If you've read the story of the Argentine Revival,
如果你们读过阿根廷复兴的故事，
it's the boy in that book.
就是那个书上提到有一个男孩子，天使临到他。
And he came to visit in Buenos Aires.
他来布宜诺斯艾利斯拜访。
At that time, he was living in Mar del Plata.
那个时候，他住的地方叫做 Mar del Plata.
A city 250 miles distant.
那个城市是在250里外远的地方。
And he had to get back by Monday morning.
他必须礼拜一早上回去。
And he had a ticket on the Sunday night microbus.
他有了礼拜天晚上的车票，坐巴士。
And he was visiting with some friends.
他跟一些朋友在那里。
And there's lots of taxis in that city.
在那城市里面有很多的计程车。
So he anticipated no problem.
所以他想不会有问题。
But he got rather nervous, and so he went early.
但是他很紧张。
To catch his bus.
所以他就想要早一点去搭上他的巴士。
But he couldn't find a taxi.
但是他找不到一辆计程车。
There just wasn't any.
就是没有任何的计程车。
And the time went by.
时间过去了。
And his extra time was used up.
他额外的时间也用完了。
And so he ran someplace else and he finally found a taxi.
所以他就跑到别的地方去，终于找到一辆计程车。
And he jumped in the taxi and said, hurry, I've got to get to the bus station.
他就跳上计程车说，赶快开，因为我一定要到那个。我一定要到巴士站，今天晚上要到马德拉。
Would you know it?The taxi had a flat tire.
但是你怎么晓得呢？车子却爆胎了。
Well, he didn't wait for it. He jumped out and found another taxi.
他没有等那辆车，他就从那车上下来，跳到另外一辆
车上。Now they're really rushing to get to the bus station.
他们现在真的很急的要冲到巴士站去。
And a freight train pulled in front of them.
有一辆载货的火车在他们前面开过去。
And one of those nice, long, slow freight trains.
而且是那种很长的，开得很慢的。
And by then, Alexander had almost eaten all of his fingernails.
到那个时候，亚历山大几乎已经把他所有的指甲都要吃掉了。
He was as nervous as could be.
他太紧张了。
Finally, jumped out of the taxi.
终于，他就从汽车上
paid the man,
跳下来，付钱了。
Crawled up on the freight train, jumped on the other side, and got another taxi.
然后他就从那个火车那边这样跳过去，又上了另外一辆
车。Finally arrived at the bus station.
他终于到了巴士站。
15 minutes late.
已经晚了15分钟。
The bus was gone.
巴士开走了。
His ticket was gone.
他的票也没了。
He was a very unhappy young man.
他这个时候是非常不快乐的。
And he was a bit unhappy with God, too.
他也有一点生神的气。
God didn't seem to help him at all.
神好像一点都没有帮他的忙。
And he was praying, actually.
其实他在祷告的。
You know, sometimes God's awfully deaf.
你知道神有时候耳聋得很厉害。
It seemed like God didn't hear one prayer he prayed.
好像他做的祷告神一个都不听。
And he came back to where he was staying so discouraged and so miserable.
觉得很难过。
And he'd be late to his classes the next day.
第二天，因为他第二天早上上课会迟到。
He was very unhappy.
他很不高兴。
Until about 12 o'clock, maybe a little early, maybe about 10 o'clock.
直到差不多到了十点的时候。
He went out and bought a newspaper.
他出去买了一份报纸。
And big headline.
那边有一个大的头条。
So many people killed on a bus.
有很多人
going to Mar del Plata.
在一辆要往 Mar del Plata 去的巴士上丧生了。
And it was a bus he was supposed to be on.
而那辆巴士就是他本来应该要坐的。
He wasn't mad at God any longer.
他就不再生神的气了。
He was very thankful.
他非常感谢。
He is safe to go to Mar del Plata.
好，他已经很安全了，他能够再去 Mar del Plata.
But the spirit.Prohibit him.
他本来要去，但是圣灵却禁止他。
God shuts doors as well as opening them.
神不止开门，也会关门。
We need to learn to trust him just as much one way as the other.
我们需要，不管是在哪一种方式上，都要信靠他。
Because we don't know the whys.
因为我们不晓得原因，不晓得为什么。
If Alex had knew ahead of time that that bus was going to be in a big wreck.
如果亚历山大事先就知道那个巴士会出一个大车祸
He wouldn't even look for a taxi.
他甚至不会去找计程车的。
But we don't know the future.
但我们不晓得未来。
God knows the future.
神知道未来。
God knew that at that time, Bithynia wasn't a place.
神知道那个时候
Philippi was a place.
比推尼不是那个不是正确地方，而是腓利比。
Thinking about Philippi,
但是他根本没有在想腓利比。
He was sailing around this great peninsula.
他是在那个半岛周围航行着。
Philippi wasn't on his route at all.
腓利比根本不是在他的路上。
He is going to these different islands it mentions.
他本来要去的就是这边提到的那些岛。
Past Mysia, and came down to Troas.
他们终于来到了那个地方，到了特罗亚。
That was just on the route he was taking.
那是在他去的路上。
He wasn't thinking of Philippi.
他根本没有想腓利比。
In Macedonia.
也没有想马其顿。
Macedonia was in Greece. He was in Asia.
那个地方是在希腊，而他是在亚细亚。
So God then gave him a dream.
所以神接下来就给他一个梦。
And then he headed across the sea to Macedonia.
然后他就越过海到了马其顿。
And that's why we have the book of Philippians.
这就是为什么我们有腓立比书。
It's a very lovely book.
那是一卷很美的书。
And all the things that happened in Philippi.
在腓立比所发生的一切。
That was where he was thrown in jail.
他们在那里被丢到监狱里去。
And were beaten terribly.
被打得很糟糕。
And was lying in the stocks and in the chains.
他们被上着木狗，被上的锁链。
And they decided we've prayed long enough. Let's start singing praises.
那个时候他们想说我们已经祷告的够久了我们开始来唱赞美的歌所以他们就唱诗赞美
And it was an awesome earthquake
有一个很可怕的地震
And it was the funniest earthquake you've ever heard of
而且是我们所听说过最有趣的
Instead of breaking down the building
那个地震非但没有使得建筑物垮了
chains,
只有把那个锁链给断开来
And opened all the doors
把所有的门都开了
Now that's an earthquake isn't it
那真是一个地震对不对
And because of that, they had a church there.
因为这样子，他们在那里有
一个教会。Because of that, we have a lovely book in the Bible.
因为这样子，我们在圣经里就有一卷很美的书。
God knows the future.
神知道未来。
He has his plan and what he wants to do.
他有他的计划，知道他要做的是什么。
And somehow it always works out right.
而且不管怎么样，结果总是对的。
And this is just another case of realizing.
这只是另外一个例子。明白说，神在掌管一切。
You take Paul and Philippi.
譬如讲保罗跟腓利比。
He probably wouldn't have been in jail if he'd gone to Bithynia.
如果他去比特尼的话，或许他不会下监狱的。
Because there wouldn't much be done, and the devil knew that, and he wasn't going to be bothered with it.
因为他如果去的话，不会做成多少事情，那魔鬼也就不会去。
Even the devil's smart enough not to waste his energies.
也不会去处理这个事情。魔鬼他很聪明，他也不会去浪费他的精力。但是当他到了腓立比的时候
，That was another question.
那就是另外一回事了。
Then the devil was wide awake.
魔鬼马上就醒过来了。
And he did his best to stop things.
魔鬼就尽他的所能要来拦阻事情。
But he couldn't quite manage to stop the earthquake.
但是他就是没有办法设法来拦阻这个地震。
That's a strange earthquake.
那很奇特的地震。
He couldn't quite stop that miracle from opening the door.
他没有办法拦阻那个神迹把门打开来。
Until we have the book of Philippians.
直到我们有了腓立比书。
I don't know how necessary it was for Paul to be so beaten and to be thrown into the stocks and in a dungeon.
我不晓得保罗被打被丢到监狱里面上着木狗，这是有多么有必要的事情。
Maybe God could have done it another way.
或许神本来也可以用另外一个方式做的。
It was a lot of pain. I mean, it was terrible to be beaten like that.
那是很痛的事情，被打成那样子是很可怕的事。
That was a very very heavy beating. That was a what we call a cat of nine tails, a scourge.
那个被打的是非常痛的，是一种鞭打。
They were just cut to pieces.
他们就真的是被打成，打的遍体鳞伤。
There they were locked up in stocks. Stocks is you hold your hands in a piece of wood and your feet in a piece of wood. You can't move.
他们是被木狗给拴住了，就是说你的手脚都是用一块木头给这样子给绑在那边，你根本没有办法动。
But I wonder if he just stayed there and stayed in a hotel.
但是我想，如果他就留在那里，住在旅馆里的话
，If an earthquake could have done us much good,
有地震的话，会不会有同样的好处呢
？God had a way, and that way,
神有办法
，was to put his servant in a miserable place.
而那办法就是把他的仆人放在一个很悲惨的地方
，marvelous way.
然后用一个很了不起的方式把他带出来。
And begin a church.
开始一个教会。
He never did it before, and never did it again.
神以前不曾这样做过，也未来也没有再这样做过。
He's always doing things a new way.
神总是用新的方式做事情。
We can't learn all the ways of God, but we can learn the principles.
我们没有办法学习神做事的每一种方式，但是我们能够学习一个原则。
And the thing I want you to pick out of this tonight is when God closes a door, it's because He has another door open someplace.
今天晚上我要大家学会的一点就是说，当神关一扇门的时候，就意味着说神有另外一扇门是开着的。
Now, Paul had to go quite a ways to find that open door.
保罗必须走了很远的路才找到那扇门。
He went to mission. He passed through Phrygia, and he went to Troas.
他经过特罗亚，到了。
That wasn't it.
尼亚波里，这些都不是。
But on the way.
但是在路上的时候。
He had a dream.
他做了一个梦。
And that gave it to him.
那个就给他了。
You know, it's when we're on our way, faith is not stopping. Well, God, you close the door. No, it's someplace. We keep going on.
你知道信心并不会停止下来，而是说在某一个地方，我们就这样子一直走下去。
I remember my own life.
我记得我自己的一生。
I told you before, but I'll go real brief.
我以前跟你们讲过，但是我要很简短的说。
God let us know we had to go to this mission field.
神让我们知道我们必须到宣教场去。
I thought India.
我以为是印度。
Well, we got there 20 years later, but then that wasn't where we were going.
我们二十年后的确去了，但是那不是我们本来应该要去的地方。
And it was so imperative that I had to resign my pastorate and.
因为事情那么迫切，我必须辞去我牧师的工作。
Take the money we had and buy a ticket to Los Angeles.
我就带着我所有的一点钱，买了票到洛杉矶去。
Like Paul went to Troas.
就像是保罗到了特罗亚去。
But Los Angeles was nothing.
在洛杉矶什么都没有。
And we were wandering over the city.
我们在那城里面到处走。
Wondering what to do.
不晓得要做什么。
I thought now I've been a fool really.
我想说现在我真是成了一个傻子。
The door I thought would open to India did not open.
我本来以为印度的门会开的。
The doors were closed behind us.
我们背后的门也关住了。
I had no place to go to.
我没有地方可去。
My wife and little girl were.
我太太
living out the last days of our rent in the house we had.
我太太和我的小女儿住在我们租来的房子的最后一天。而我却在洛杉矶。 没有钱，只有回程的票。
And the doors were closed.
门关了。
I remember walking over city of Los Angeles.And saying to myself, there is no one in this United States as big a fool as you are.
我记得我走在洛杉矶的城里面说，在美全美国没有一个人像你是这样的大傻瓜。
At least I can get a reward for being the biggest fool.
我想至少我做大傻瓜也会得到奖赏。
Leave my family and money and everything gone. No place to go.
离开了我的家人，离开了我的一切，然后却没有地方可以去了。
I was there a week.
我在那里一个礼拜。
And while I was there,
当我在那里的时候。
A friend of our friends,
有位我们朋友的朋友
had a dream.
他做了一个梦。
In the dream, a man came by on his way to mission field.
在他的梦中，有一个人路过那里，要到宣教场去。
And God said to him,
神对他说
，That man, I'm sending it. You must take care of him.
说我要差遣的这个人，你要去照顾他。
So while I was visiting a friend, another this.Friend of the friend came to their house and said, "Is Ed Miller here?"
So, when I went to visit my friend, my friend's friend came and said, "Hey, Ed Miller, are you here?"
Nobody knew I was there. I don't know how he ever did.
No one knew I was there. I don't know how he ever did.
I've never been there before.
Because I've never been there before.
No
since. After that, I've
never been there. Yes, he's here.
Yes, he's here. Yes, he's here.
He came in. He said,
you know
the friend of my father-in-law, so-and-so.
他说你知道吗我的
Yes, I knew him. He's a very famous organist.
我岳父的朋友某某人他是一个
Well, he had a dream.
风琴家他做了一个梦
Night before last.
在前一天的晚上
And when my father-in-law told him about you, he said, that's it, that's the man.
当我的岳父告诉他的时候他说哦就是那个人
He says he's going to support you while you're on the field.
他说他要支持你到宣教场去。
And he handed me a $200 check.
他就交给我一张200块的支票。
And he supported us for the next 3 years.
未来的三年他都支持我们。
He didn't have the dream until after I left home.
直到我离家之后他才有了那个梦。
Now it'd be much nicer if he had a dream before that and wrote me a letter.
如果他在之前就已经做了这个梦然后写一封信给我这样子要好得多了。
It doesn't work that way.
但是事情并不是这样子行的。
God opens the doors and he closes the doors.
神开门，他也关门。
But he's in charge.
但是他在掌管。
And the more we can have faith,
我们越能够有信心。
And the more our life is yielded so that we'll walk past the closed doors without beating on them.
让我们通过那些关了的门的时候不再一起去猛敲
or trying to break them down or break the lock or pick the lock
或是试着要把那个门给拆掉把那个锁给拆掉把它给弄坏
just go on you know there's some place along the line there's going to be a dream
就继续的走下去在某一个地方你会做梦的
some place along the line
在某个地方
the door will open
门会开的
and then we'll know why it was all that way
那么我们就会知道为什么是这样子的
And this is just another illustration of the way the Spirit moves.
这只是圣灵运行的另外一种方式的一个例子。
He's in charge of His church.
他在掌管他的教会。
He's in charge of every life.
他在掌管每一个生命。
And the more your faith develops, the more you grow.
你的信心越发展越成长。
The more you'll be at peace, even when doors shut.
当门关的时候，你就会更有平安。
Things you planned,
你本来计划的事情
suddenly something happens that you can't fulfill that plan.
忽然之间有事情发生了，让你没有办法去实践那个计划。
Maybe you get sick.
或许你病了。
I know when I went to Bible college.
我知道当我去念神学院的时候。
I did 1 year and I had 3 more to go.
我去了一年，然后我还要再念三年。
And a very dear aunt of mine.
我有一位很亲爱的。
Said, well, what school do you want to go to? I did not want to go where I was before. It wasn't elite enough. It didn't have studies I wanted.
他问我说你要去哪个学校？我不想去我以前的学校。我以前学校不够好，没有我所想要学的那些东西。
Yeah, I want to study Greek and things.
因为我想要学希腊文这些
东西。So I said, there's another college in California, in Los Angeles, that I want to go to.
所以我跟他说，在加州的洛杉矶有另外一个学校是我想要去的。
All right, Edward.I'll pay your way through.
他说好，我会付你的学费。
What a glory!
我说很棒。
That door was wide open.
那个门开得很大。
So I went to Pasadena, California, and enrolled in the college.
所以我就到了加州的 Pasadena， 然后就注册上学了。
I've been there about 6 weeks.
我在那里差不多六个星期。
And I got a telegram.
我收到一封电报。
My aunt had died.
我那个亲戚死了。
But God opened other doors.
但是神开了其他的门。
I got a job in a rich house as a cook. I never cooked in my life.
我在一个有钱人家找到一个工作做厨师，我以前从来没有烧过菜。
She asked me one day where I learned to cook. I didn't tell her in her house.
有一天那个女主人问我说我在哪里学会烧菜的，我没有告诉她。
She said she wanted a kitchen helper, so I thought, well, I can do that. I can do that.
因为她本来说她是要找一个在厨房里帮忙的人。
She took me to her lovely home.
她就带我去看他们很美的家。
Showed me her beautifully appointed kitchen.
跟我看他们这个很漂亮的厨房。
Said, Now it's all yours. We eat at 6 o'clock.
说哦，现在这个全部都是你的，我们六点钟开饭。
Well, she did leave me a menu.
不过她确实把一个手册留给我。
I loved cookbooks.
哦，我很爱。
All of a sudden,
忽然之间我很爱那些食谱了。
I studied those better than my college lessons.
我研究那些比我大学的课我研究的还好。
Then she came a couple days later and said,
然后过两三天来
We have 8 guests for Thanksgiving. We'd like to have roast turkey. Will you take care of it for us?
然后过两三天他说我们在感恩节的时候有八个客人，我们想要有烤火鸡，你这个你可以做吗？
But it was an open door.
不过那是打开的门。
Not the one I thought I had.
不是我原先以为所有的。
He works in strange ways.
神用奇特的方式工作。
But he's always in charge.
但是他总是在掌管。
He wants us to learn to trust him.
他要我们学会信靠他。
Even when things go wrong, go bad.
即使当事情出差错了，不对劲。
Trust him.
信靠他。
Because he has reason for what he's doing.
因为他做的事情是有理由的。
And I thought God for many times, I thought many times since then how thankful I was.
从那个时候开始，有多少次我都在想，说我是何等的感恩。
But he took me that way instead of the other.
神是那样子的引导我，而不是按照原先的方式引导我的。
The Spirit suffered them not.
神的灵不许他们。
But God was in it.
但是神在当中。
Father, I thank you.
天父，我感谢你。
You're always in charge.
你时时都掌权。
Things are never out of your control.
事情绝对不会离开了你的控制。
They are certainly out of my control.
事情当然离开了我的控制。
But never out of your control.
但是绝对不会离开了你的控制。
So, Father,I ask tonight.
所以父，今天晚上我恳求。
Not only do I know that you're in control in China.
我知道你不止在中国掌权。
These dear ones here.
我求你让在
involved.
在这里在座亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And for their own lives. I ask.
为他们自己的生命。
That you build a sense of trust.
我求你让他们建立起一种信靠的感
觉。
知道你在掌管。
And they're not left on their own.
他们并不是被撇下，
you haven't left them or abandoned them.
你没有离开他们，也没有撇弃他们。
Even when doors close in their face.
即使他们面前的门关住的时候。
It's not this way.
不是这
个。You have another way.
不是这条路，你有另外一条路。
This I ask in Jesus' name.
我这样求奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.